ever so slightly soggy Sunday edition of The Weekend Gardener. And we're going to stick with you for the next 2 hours. I hope you can stay tuned. Of course, it's not ideal long weekend weather, but really, there's not a lot we can do about it. So enjoy it while you can. And as I was looking at Facebook this morning, I saw that Pete pointed out that at least it's making things look green. And that's so true. All the salad greens, all the different vegetables, you know, the flowers, the perennials, everything looks so nice and lush and green out there. So, you know, let's try to look at some silver lining of this nonstop rain. You know, another 4 or 5 days, it'll be done, right? You know, at least it's not the Southwest U.S. where they're experiencing temperatures in the high 40s. Not sure which I'd prefer, high 40s or rain. You know, it's not that we get to pick, so let's just stick with the rain for now. You know, coming up in just a few minutes in the show, Toronto garden writer Lorraine Flanagan. She's arrived in the Maritimes, and I'm very happy for it. She's been traveling across Canada on the garden making / Via Rail garden tour, stopping everywhere from BC, Winnipeg, you know, all throughout Alberta, the prairies, Ontario, New Brunswick, and Nova Scotia, and heading to Newfoundland. So we're going to talk to her and catch up with her, as well as talk to a few of the great folks at the Halifax Public Gardens, Tracy and Helen, who are going to tell us a bit about what's going on there. So we'll check on those guys in just a moment. But first, too, we're also going to talk to Catherine Wadsworth and David Deerdorf, who wrote the book called What's Wrong with Your Vegetable Garden? It's a great book, and I keep mine very handy for when, you know, I have questions. Is this okay? Is this normal? You know, if you're not sure what's going on, it makes a fabulous reference. So we're going to talk to them about some common problems, and, you know, it's a great time to call us, too, with your questions. And that's going to be our second segment today. So our number to call is 1-877-801-8255. So keep that in mind. I will give that number out throughout the show, and I have a copy of this book to give away today to one of our callers. Doesn't matter when you call, but when you call today and ask us a question or tweet me, you'll be entered in the draw. And at the very end, Jen McNeil, who is producing the show today, because Megan is off on vacation. Happy vacation, Megan. So thanks to Jen for producing today's show. And we'll write down your names and draw at the end of the show for this book. Also, we're going to talk to Peggy Ann Pinot about daylilies. She's the president of the Nova Scotia Daylily Society, and it's Daylily Days next weekend. What is that? We'll find out and find out how you can take part in it, too. Also, we're going to talk to Ingrid Hoff of Gardens East magazine about bugs that eat our hydrange, maybe even earwigs, different things like that, a whole bunch of interesting things, as well as the crescent butterflies, maybe stink bugs. So again, we're going to talk bugs throughout the show today. So again, call us. This is you're sitting home, hot tea, hot chocolate. Michael, I see you said you had a hot chocolate there. Sounds fabulous. Do you deliver? But give us a call today on the show, 1-877-801-8255, or you can tweet me. My handle is Nikki Jabor. Find us on Facebook at The Weekend Gardener with Nikki Jabor. But you know what? Let's start off the show. So let's get on with our first segment of the day. Joining me now on The Weekend Gardener is a cross-country traveler, someone who many of you be familiar with thanks to her beautiful website, City Gardening. But Lorraine Flanagan is actually in Halifax right now. She's been touring Canada's garden route for Via Rail and Garden Making magazine, and she has finally arrived in Halifax. She's been stopping all throughout the Maritimes, on BC, through Winnipeg, Edmonton, Ontario, and I'm very happy to see her here today. Lorraine, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. I'm so happy to be here in Halifax. Nikki, thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Well, I've been looking forward to this because you and I had talked a couple months ago about this tour. So it's been on my calendar ever since, and I'm very happy you're here.
Great.
We should also mention we have Tracy Jessen from the Halifax Public Gardens, one of the gardeners there in studio.
Hello, everyone.
And thanks, Tracy, for coming in as well.
Thanks for the invite. I'm glad to be here.
I have been to the Public Gardens way too many times already this spring, and it's such an inspiring place. I mean, it's just beautiful. And no matter what time you go, there's always so much to see. Which is, of course, what Lorraine is discovering since she's here.
Well, exactly, yeah. They have these wonderful rhododendrons. My gosh, I haven't seen rhododendrons that huge anywhere, really. And they're called ironclad, right?
That's right.
Tracy, yeah.
And you know when they're in bloom, when you know there's high school proms going on, it's a great pairing.
That's kind of a good thing to remember.
Yeah,
a lot of photos.
We've had a lot of proms Friday straight through until Tuesday. Tuesday we had four.
Wow.
And the rhododendrons didn't fail to show and perform.
Well, that's good. The weather, Tuesday was nice, a little hot.
Yes.
But the weather
for somebody
then.
Who has to work in it, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really hot.
Well, let's talk a bit about this tour, Lorraine. They've been throwing you across the country.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, they've been treating me royally across the country as I've been touring across the country. Certainly, I've been traveling mostly by Via Rail, who is one of the sponsors of this tour of Canada's Garden Route.
And how's that?
It's interesting. interesting, actually. Yeah, you get to meet a lot of people on the train because people sort of cluster. I kind of call it like Tim Hortons on a rail. Really, because people gather over coffee or tea or whatever and talk about, absolutely, and talk about where they're going and where what they've seen and all that sort of thing. So it's been a hoot that way, yeah.
Well, that's a fun way to see the country, you know, and you have been, you probably neglected your garden tremendously this year.
Oh, I don't want to even think about my garden. And my husband is not a gardener, so I'm just praying that those plants are going to be
fine. Well, where did you start and when?
Okay, I started in the West Coast in mid-May, and I chose the West Coast because really that's where spring happens first in Canada.
Yeah.
So when I was out there, the rhododendrons were just finishing, just like they are here in Halifax, and that's a month and a half later.
It's almost like you've been paused spring
throughout
the country.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Yeah. It's really interesting to see how the seasons have sort of changed across the country. So yeah, so I started in Victoria and visited Butchered Gardens there and Royal Roads, then went to Vancouver and did the Van Dusen and UBC Botanical Garden and the Sun Yat-sen Chinese garden, which is just beautiful.
And
as
it's not
very
big, is it?
No, it's tiny, 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 but they've got lots of things going on.
And we should mention, too, that people can follow this online, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Gardenmaking.com, you click on Lorraine.
Yeah.
There you are, and you've got all these blog posts and videos and photos from every stop.
Oh, gosh. I really wanted to get behind the scenes at some of these gardens, so I've made a point of interviewing people and taking videos of the gardeners who work there. Yeah. And so they just sort of talk about their favorite spots in the gardens
which is why we've dragged Tracy in today. And we've also, in a few minutes after the break, we're going to be joined also by Helen McLean, who's going to talk to us also about the public gardens. So when did you get to Halifax?
I got to Halifax at 7 o'clock last night.
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds
absolutely.
Good. And you've been here before, have you?
It's been a while since I've been to Halifax, actually, so it's nice to come back here. And I drove from Annapolis Royal, where I visited the Annapolis Royal Historical Gardens, which
amazing.
I'd never been there before, so it was really great to see what they're doing there.
Was the laburnum in full bloom?
It was just over, but their fringe trees were in bloom, so that was looking beautiful, and some of the azaleas were still in bloom as well.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
and so you spent
this
morning at the public garden?
I have, with Tracy and her colleague Helen, and with their supervisor, Bev.
Yeah. Oh, Bev's great, Bev McPhail.
Yeah.
Well, you know, tell us, Tracy, because I know Lorraine's been saying about some of your favorite spot. She's asking the people who work in the gardens and live almost, you know, and breathe the gardens. What do you love about the public gardens?
I think I'm very fortunate that I get to report to work there every day. And I'm told that by passerbys who work in offices.
Oh, yeah.
They think I have the greatest job. And I would have to agree. When it's 30 degrees with humidity, I think I would change for those air-conditioned offices. But it's relaxing, and I often have to catch myself and make myself look up to see the beauty that's around me, because you can be focused on your job. We're planting a lot of annuals right now, and it can be physically tiring, but to take that moment, to take a deep breath and look around and see the sights, it's spectacular. And to see the enjoyment that people get from coming to visit the gardens, and that's why I love prom season.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit of a fancy dress kind of nada, so I enjoy seeing the girls in their color. And I said to Lorraine, they're as colorful, or maybe more colorful than the annuals around the bandstand, and that's saying something. We have 32 beds.
Oh my gosh.
And a riot of color.
And actually, Canada Day, there's a bandstand concert.
That's right. We also have a summer series on Sundays. We have concerts in the afternoon, but this weekend, being Canada Day, there's another special concert.
On Monday.
On Monday.
Perfect. And do you have a favorite spot in the garden, or a favorite plant that you look forward to blooming every year?
I have many, but if I had to pick one, I do like the weeping beech tree because it's so old, so large, and it is a great source of shade, which comes in handy again on those hot days that we were talking about.
Yeah.
But if I was taking people through, and if they only had a minute, I would say go to our bandstand because of the bandstand and the many ornate plantings that are around it. I wouldn't want anybody to miss that if they were coming through the gardens.
Yeah, that's a beautiful spot in the gardens. Mm. But the weeping trees, the beech tree, it's just, it's almost like a historical monument. And you couldn't build a
Yeah, if you look at the trunk, I always tell people, it reminds me of an elephant's leg. It's so old and smooth and craggly. I do enjoy it.
Yeah. Have you seen that one yet, Lorraine?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. Oh. But yeah, was it Sheldon who drove me through the Arboretum part of the park and showed me the meadow sequoia that you've got there, the beautiful plane tree as well. Just gorgeous. Very, very mature, old, wonderful trees.
Yeah. In the heart of the city.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And there's a cedar of Lebanon, I believe, too.
Yes, there is. Yes, I saw that one, too.
I know. I've got two growing now.
Oh,
I do. They're very small, though. Not so big.
Are they slow growing? I didn't know.
No, they're not. No. This one's only 20 years old, and it's substantial, I think. And what I like, why I pointed it out to Lorraine, is we have those two carpet beds every year. And this year, one of them is for the Nova Scotia Lebanese Society. And to have that plant there, it's kind of symbolic.
It is nice
to celebrate that community.
Is that where we saw Glenn, one of the gardeners?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Glenn working on the carpet bed.
Yes. Glenn has these
Glenventions.
Right, exactly. And he had this Glenvention where he used a ladder to help him actually plant all the plants in the carpet beds. It was just amazing. Took lots of pictures. Follow my blog.
Well, we are, citygardening.com.
Gardenmaking.com /on-tour is where most of my blogging is going to be.
And we'll give out those Twitter accounts in a minute, too. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. Again, Tracy Jessen from the Halifax Public Garden just joined us for this segment. And in just a few moments, we're going to also be joined by Helen McLean. And again, Lorraine Flanagan's going to stick around for another few minutes to tell us more about what she has seen across Canada and is seeing in Halifax and the Maritimes. And is she going to New Brunswick and PEI, Newfoundland? We'll find out about that, too. All that coming up in about 2 minutes. And we're back on The Weekend Gardener. And joining me in studio is Helen McLean from the Halifax Public Gardens, as well as Lorraine Flanagan. Just can't get rid of her. She's here. She's going to stick around all weekend, I hope. And Lorraine, I'm so happy to have you in Halifax. It's so great to see you.
It's been great being here. Absolutely. I love it. And unfortunately, though, I do have to go on because,
The tour continues.
The tour continues, going on to St. John's this evening. As a matter of fact, I'm flying over. Yeah.
Can I come with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't been, and I'm desperate to go.
I've never been either. I've never been to Newfoundland, so I'm really looking
forward to that. University, their garden.
Yes, the botanical garden there. I'm going to be spending 2 days there, and then I go home.
And then you go home.
End of the tour.
But you're not taking the train to Newfoundland.
No, because the train does not go, so I'm going to be flying.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah,
but this
absolutely.
Has been, and I should mention Twitter. You can follow Lorraine and her adventures at Canada's Gardens. That's Canada's Gardens on Twitter, or Garden Making. If you go to the Garden Making Twitter account, you'll also find Lorraine and, of course, her own website, City Gardening, Twitter, City Gardening. So find that out. But again, if you want to follow the tour, it's Canada's Gardens. And Helen, I know Lorraine's been following you guys around today at the Public Gardens. So what do you love about the Public Gardens?
Well, like Tracy, I feel very, very lucky to have had to be hired. I've been working there for 20 years.
Have you really? Wow.
And to say that I've worked my whole adult career in a garden, especially that beautiful garden, I really appreciate whatever good luck brought me there.
Well, I know. It's such a treasure for Halifax. I mean,
it is.
In the middle of the city, I mean, so many people have their lunches and walk through there just to, rejuvenate it during the workday.
Yes. Having worked there so long, you realize that it's everyone's garden, especially certain people, the people who live in high-rise apartments close by, daycares, the little kids that come in from, they're in strollers, they don't even walk, to just before preschool, we have school kids coming in to enjoy it, especially now at the end of the school year. And also people from the hospital who are waiting for results, waiting to have a baby, all these people come in.
Yeah.
And it's a really great spot to say that I've worked there in that community.
Yeah, I mean, I took my kids there before then strollers, when they were weeks old. Mm-hmm. It's just such an important part of the city.
Yeah, it is very nice.
It's nice to show it off to Lorraine, too, now that she's here.
Oh, absolutely. And we drove by your perennial beds. You're in charge of the perennial beds there, and they are looking absolutely fabulous right now. Very, very colorful.
That's been a lot of fun. Speaking of garden making, I really have started my professional career looking at perennials, and in that environment, we have a greenhouse. We can experiment. I've purchased a lot of unusual seeds to try and grow. Once I had success with Mechanopsis, which you
very challenging. Blue Poppy, really, in Vancouver. I saw them. Yes. Yeah,
you posted pictures, I think, on gardenmaking.com. Mm-hmm.
So what I liked about Lorraine's blog is that now I know that they have success there. I know that at Refor Gardens they have success there.
So you're going to
try
it here?
So if I can connect with their grower, their gardeners, find out what their secrets are.
There's some gardeners here in the Maritimes that have good success as well.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The Rhododendron Society and the Alpine Garden Society,
yes.
Both fabulous, brilliant gardeners, very generous with their information, and also a source of plant material. So that's been fun about the perennial beds is experimenting. Now, mm-hmm. this year, because it was damp and cool, mm-hmm. our primula have done fantastically.
Oh, really?
And
have they held longer, their blooms, you mean? Lasted longer?
Or? No, not necessarily, but the clumps have expanded well.
Oh, good.
And the tricks, having worked in the perennial bed for so many years, with the coral bell.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a strawberry. So if I mulch up, it'll grow for me. It'll expand because they will root from, like a strawberry.
Really?
On runners, yeah.
Okay.
They get a bit leggy and weak in with their leaves.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and it also, we have heavy clay, so the finely shredded bark mulch improves the lightness of our soil.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Always a very good one. But experimenting, working in the same bed year after year, having the greenhouse, having a very supportive management has been great.
And a lot of the management, I mean, they've been there for years too, and they've seen the garden change. And
mm-hmm.
Well, although a lot of it remains the same, and the colors change and the combinations change. But.
That's right. I think as part of the Horticultural Society from which we stem, is introducing plant material to your community to how to cultivate it and things like that.
Because people do say to me, I saw this in the public gardens. It was blue. What is it? You know?
Yeah, yeah. So, and we're working, the thing that brings Lorraine here is something that we hope to be able to latch on to disseminate this type of information with those who really want to know.
Well, you know, and it's so great that Garden Making did this year, Garden Making mm-hmm. magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It's four times a year.
Yes.
Spring,
packed
summer, fall,
with
winter.
Wonderful information.
It's like
it
a gardening
really
book.
Yeah, it's
it is.
For real avid gardeners.
It is. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, I know there's a lot of information for new gardeners and people mm-hmm. who want to learn more, but it's just such a detailed magazine. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you write in it as well.
I do write in. I'm one of their contributors, regular contributors, and I'm happy to be doing that. It's great working with Becky Fox, who is the editor there. And it's published four times a year. So this tour actually is going to be written up in the winter issue
that
of
was my
Garden
next
Making
question.
Magazine. I was reading your mind, Nikki.
Subscribe now is what you're saying.
Yes,
want that issue.
Yes.
Yeah, it's available in the city, I know, at different places, but every time people say it's sold out. You know,
you know,
it sells out quickly at the different bookstores and magazine stores. So, you know, you can subscribe online at gardenmaking.com. So the winter
Absolutely.
Issue. And is it going to be a long
issue.
Spread, a big spread?
Well, we haven't discussed that yet,
but
I have enough to write two books.
I was going to say, are you going to?
No, actually, but one of the things that I'd love to do is Gardener's Guide to each of the cities that I'm visiting.
That's a good idea.
So,
citygardening.com or?
Not sure yet. It might be an app. It might be a smartphone.
Okay, exactly. You have to let us know
as that evolves. Yeah, exactly.
Nikki,
exactly.
I'd just really like to mention to your vast audience that this is the Canadian garden route that
Canada's Garden Route.
Canada's Garden Route.
Via Rail? From Via Rail?
Via Rail sponsors it, but it is a network of public gardens in Canada. So if you go to canadasgardenroute.com, you can actually see all the gardens that I've been following and visiting. But it is a network of public gardens in Canada. So
beautiful, long.
So if you're planning a trip to Vancouver, for example, you can just log on to...
Or Quebec City.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're going to be going to Quebec City,
I'm going
City,
to Quebec
right?
in August with the Garden Writers. Are you going to be there?
Oh.
I'm not. No.
That's too bad.
Well, can I give a shout-out, too, to one garden that
Please.
Has an exceptional piece of Art Deco architecture in it, and that's Parkwood Estate in Oshawa, Ontario.
Oh, I was there. Oh, I had so much fun there.
That garden, the water garden, is it's unusual, and the house is beautiful. It's a wonderful garden for people to visit and see a very important part of Canada's manufacturing history and how a family was dedicated enough to their community to build this beautiful...
Well, I'm going to have to check that out next time I'm in that area. That sounds amazing.
It is nice. And it's on the route. You can take
it
the train.
Yeah.
Canada's
Garden Route, yeah. Okay. Well, and they have a Grand Estate Gardeners Workshop thing, which I participated in, actually, when I was out there at Parkwood. And it's a hoot because they take you sort of back in time to the mid-30s and they treat you like a gardener, just sort of applying for a job in the Depression. That would be in the Depression.
Yes,
so
yes.
Jobs were
They had good employment during the Depression. Yeah. And it's a really interesting, well, Oshawa is a good segment of Canadian
history.
Yeah. As is the public gardens. So
and
let's
the public gardens, so they started in 1836 with the Royal Horticultural Society, and it's been handled by Halifax all this time. Beautiful, free public garden.
Well, Helen, thank you so much. Helen McLean from the Public Gardens. Lorraine Flanagan in Halifax for her cross-country garden tour. Now we're shipping her off tonight to St. John's, Newfoundland. So we're a little jealous, but they'll enjoy you, I know.
Yeah.
It's
and the
been
Newfoundlanders
great here.
Are beautiful people.
And come back soon, Lorraine.
I will, absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today. And also, as well, thank you to Tracy Jess News in a few minutes ago. Thanks, guys. And we'll be back in the Weekend Gardener after the news.